Welcome to Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut. I'm Alan Watts, your host. Today we talk with Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney about the state of agriculture in 2020, especially with the COVID-19 pandemic and everything going on this year.
It's the most unusual year that we've all talked about, that it's just you got to expect the unexpected every day, seems like. We're at a time where crops look good right now, honestly, and then you drive across the state, they look good. Some places are getting way too much water right now, but, you know, we've all farmed both ways. We farm with it, without it, and we'll all take with it as much as we can. But, you know, we've had some terrible flooding situations, and but for the most part, things look green. It's growing. It's that part is doing well. We're continuing to work. Livestock producers are continuing to work every day, keep the food chain going. But looks like farm income in 2020 is probably going to slip back a little bit, even though we've had some funding available through some appropriations for agriculture through the government programs. We're still going to come up probably short of a year of really traditional years that we've had in ag income. So that's the forecast. Hopefully it'll change, but that's what expected. The food demand is very high. That's put prices at a higher level in some cases. However, there's production will kind of be a factor in being able to have. If you don't have something to sell, then you don't have too much to go on.
Exactly. Yeah, I talked to a lot of folks around the state, Mr. Haney, that meat slaughterhouses, processing facilities, so forth, they're just overrun. It's been a great new demand for local products out there, hasn't through this whole process.
Absolutely. We have a retail farm market on our farm, and demand has really been there. We've been extremely busy. It's across the state, really across the nation. Everybody's saying there's been a lot of pent-up demand to buy local, to be able to buy food sources close to home. They want to be able to buy especially beef and pork, be able to purchase that, and it's put a tremendous pressure on these facilities that process locally for beef and pork. So hopefully the state's also looking at ways to maybe help them expand, be able to get more production going. The need is there. I just hope all that can happen.
You know, I think maybe you see this on a nationwide level and certainly across Kentucky, that it's giving people a new respect for farming and agriculture and the folks who feed us every day, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've always known that we are essential service, you know, but they became more apparent when we started through this pandemic. It got a little bleak there at one time, being able to get, and it was more about distribution and plants shut down because of COVID rather than a shortage of food. It wasn't that we were short of food, we just couldn't get it processed at one time and on the trucks. And, you know, it becomes apparent really quick when you go to the grocery stores and you see empty shelves that you have never seen before, and really in our lifetime, because of just the way the times work. So it made us made people realize, hey, you know, these farmers are important. These agribusinesses that get this processing done, gets this distribution done, they're important, and there's a new respect, I think, for the food industry. All that's positive when people understand and become more versed in the way their food is grown. That's a positive thing.
Our guest today on Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut, Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.